Aer Lingus has cancelled a further 76 flights between next Monday and Wednesday as management and the pilots' union IALPA go to the Labour Court this afternoon. The airline said people impacted by the cancellations on the 8th, 9th and 10th of July can either change their flight for free or claim a refund or voucher. Claire Dunn of the Irish Travel Agents Association is on the line now. Hi Claire, thanks for taking our call again today.
Good afternoon, Gavin. How are you?
Tell us, what's the picture then for Aer Lingus passengers over the next few days and then the next week?
Okay, well, so far we reckon we're at 472 flights so far that have been cancelled, which has affected approximately 68,000 passengers. So I have to say this isn't completely unexpected, because it was an indefinite worked rule when the pilots announced it. So this is just the ongoing cancellations that Aer Lingus are doing as a plan to allay the possibility of having to cancel other flights. So they reckon that in peak time, they can only operate about 80% of their peak schedule without calling in extra pilots or people in from on overtime. So that has meant that they've had to make contingency plans, and that's what they've done, to cancel about between 10 and 20% of their flights each day. And that's where we are now. So this is just a continuation of what they've been doing since the beginning of this worked rule. So it's not unexpected.
What are your members telling you about the impact it's having on the people they're serving and they're working for?
Oh, I mean, the stress and the worry that's being caused around the country is really horrendous. You know, families around the country not knowing whether they're going to be able to go or not. Having said that, apart from the strike which happened on Saturday, the 8-hour strike, Aer Lingus have been able to try and, you know, restrict the work to the cancellations rather to the flights, to more the business routes and the routes where they have multiple flights in the day. So, and then some of the business routes. So they have managed to avoid the holiday routes, so the Spanish and Portuguese routes, except for the strike that happened last Saturday. So the impact on the holiday passengers has been less. However, of course, if you are one of the affected passengers, that doesn't make it any better for you. By and large, around the country, ITA members are telling me that they have managed to rebook or reroute their passengers either the day before or the day after, or in some cases refund them and book something maybe completely different for them.
I'm seeing a handful of American flights on this list of cancellations for next week. That hadn't been the case before now, is that right?
Well, they were booked. They were cancelling the EI-105 and the 104 every day on the New York route.
Ah, okay.
So that then was reaccommodated onto their other New York flights. So, and we are very well connected. I mean, we are lucky that we are very well connected with other airlines. We have quite a few other American carriers and a lot of other European carriers. So there are other options for people. So it's not completely disastrous. I do see, though, that there were 16 flights cancelled on the actual day of operation so far in the work to rule, and that affected 2,500 people. So that is, you know, even more worrying for people who are actually on the day. They didn't know about the cancellation until the day.